tell you, right? Okay. Girl.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah. Today is the 5th of November, Friday morning, 2021. I think I'm feeling a little bit better this morning. Still hacking, but I feel like I'm getting a little bit of my energy back, so I want to thank God for that. You know, we go through a lot of experiences in our lives, from the time that we're born to the time that we die. And we make a lot of blunders, we make a lot of errors. We have been given misinformation down through the ages. I'll be 68 years old next month. And I must say that the preponderance of information that I have been given 68 years has been in grave error. I was taught from a very young age that man determines his own destiny by his own choices. And that he can pick himself up by his bootstraps. And that he can become anything that he wants to be. And it's just a matter of him charting his own course. And this all started as early as when I was in kindergarten. And it just progressed all the way through grade school and high school and college and through my vocational interest and so on. I found out at about 37 years old that it was all lies. I found out that even though God has given certain gifts to men and certain abilities to men, reality is that apart from the mercy and grace of God, we can do absolutely nothing. There's been people that have been promoted down through the ages that have been promoters of this lie. People like C.S. Lewis, people like T.S. Eliot, people like Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung and so many others. Billy Graham. And these people actually believe that they have been given the ability to determine their own choices and their own destinies in life. Jesus Christ said something totally different, did he not? Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Excuse me. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus, not T.S. Eliot or C.S. Lewis or Billy Graham or whoever else that thinks that they have all the answers. man did not create himself. God created all things, and by him all things consist. He is before all things. By him all things consist. Are you trusting in your own abilities? If you ever get as sick as I've been the last 3 weeks, it will reaffirm for you that you cannot control your own destiny. You can't control your own health. You can't control your own life and death. God is control of all things. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of God. Hebrews 12 tells us that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So this morning, let us be reminded that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.